Hi, good morning, Rabbi Osai. Hadarach Hasheni. Kasha Yavo Yemei HaZikna. When V'higiu Yemei HaSeva, when old age comes upon a person, V'yichal or V'yidal Kocho V'yemait, and his strength begins to diminish. V'yishach Yitzro, and the strength of the Yetzirah, also the Yetzirah becomes subdued. Gam Yizkor Kitzo, that the person, because he's confronted with it, should remember his impending end, because it's imminent. A person should discern what awaits him. A person who is insensitive to this prompt for tshuva, yichpal oncho, or yuchpal oncho, v'rabba mistama olav, his onesh, his punishment, will be increased, and kavayocho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ill will towards him will increase. Commercial Amir of Hussein Zal, Shlosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonam, Dal Geya, a poor person who's haughty, who's arrogant, V'oshir Mechachesh, and a wealthy person who, through his denial, steals money. V'zaken menayv, and an old man who's promiscuous. Ben Yoni here is telling us that on two levels, zikna is conducive to tshuva on two levels. Number one, the significance of the Yidal Kocha the Yidal Kocha V'yimat, the Yishach Yitzro, is that the physical decline that a person experiences in advanced years is a reminder. It's a reminder to a person. If a person wouldn't feel any indications of advanced age, there wouldn't be any built-in reminder of his own mortality, of the fact that time is not endless. An individual's time is not endless in this world. So on that level, zikna is conducive to tshuva. And that's the significance of the Yidal Kocha V'yimat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, it's a chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the Bria, these reminders of the passage of time in one's journey of life. The famous story with the Vilna Gaon, where he pointed to the white hairs in his beard as the reminder that time is moving and that it grows increasingly short. But there is another sense as well in which these physical developments are conducive for tshuva. And that's the following. Let's say you have a child in elementary school, maybe in high school, and is very, very concerned about his grades. The sun rises and the sun sets with his grades. If he gets an 87 when he wanted, or maybe he thinks he deserves a 90, it's a calamity. Fast forward to when he's, say, 30 years old. So he looks back on that, and he sees how foolish it was. He sees how things which really had no reality were things that were front and center and of dominant importance to him. What allows him to see it? Why does he see it now when he didn't see it earlier? He could have seen it earlier. It's not that he didn't have a bechira to see it earlier. But what allows him, what makes it easier for him to see it now, is that he's no longer within that culture which so builds up and emphasizes the importance of grades. And when a person moves, whether it's temporally or in whatever sense, to a different place, it's much easier to have perspective on the rationality or irrationality of what he had done earlier. And it's a much bigger challenge to be able to have that perspective, to cultivate that perspective, even without that distance. When a person is younger and experiences the Yetzer Hara in a very strong way, it's very hard, not impossible, and that is the goal. The goal is to do this, but relatively speaking, it's very hard to have perspective on that. It's very hard to have perspective on what that represents, whether a person should be looking to accommodate and feed the Yetzer Hara, or whether a person should be looking to sublimate and sanctify. When a person through the gradual weakening and ebbing of physical strength finds himself in a different place, so then that affords a perspective on where he was previously. And in that sense, Yimei HaZikna are conducive to tshuva, not only because if one consults the actuarial tables, so one realizes that one has less and less time, but it's also conducive to tshuva because it allows us, it affords us, it much more easily affords us. It does so much of the work for us, so much of the work for tshuva, the Rebbeinu Shlomo does for us in giving us the perspective on our personal mindset, which resulted in chet. Whether it was a person's involvement with Taivas, whether it was a person's Chemdas Hamonon, all of that is placed in a different perspective when the Yetzer is weaker, when the realization of Kivov Mosa Yikach Akol Lo Yered Achav Kivodo increasingly impinges upon the person's consciousness. And that, l'chore, is what Rabbeinu Yonah is quoting from the Maimah Chazal here, of Shlosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonan. Everyone is mechuyev to be humble. The life's circumstances that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to a poor person make it the natural reaction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the work in terms of giving the person the perspective, and afo pichem his geya. No one should lie or cheat to advance their interests. But maisa, if a person has the nisayon of oni, it is a nisayon not to do that. If a person is an osher, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, has afforded him the position to see that Yetzer Hara for what it is. And similarly, Azokin. Azokin, Azokin has a Yetzer Hara. A person has a Yetzer Hara, be Meizigna as well, but he doesn't have the same, the Yetzer Hara is not of the same strength as when the person was younger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has positioned the person to have a perspective on that Yetzer. And when Afal Pichein, instead of taking advantage of that perspective that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has provided, instead of building upon that work of tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done, so one, on the contrary, perversely looks to overcome the diminution of the Yetzer and to continue the habits. So then, Kaviyochel Shlosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonan. Maybe the first and in that sense most important stage of tshuva is the perspective on one's chatoim. And what Rabbeinu Yonah here is explaining to us is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu often starts us off doing, performing that initial and most important stage by putting us in a position to have that perspective. Moshe L'Madov Adome, if you're task is to be a scout and to see if there's any approaching enemy armies. So the Ikar Avoda is to climb up that tall mountain to gain the perspective from which to be able to see. If someone gives you a ski lift to the top of the mountain, so by giving that perspective, they've done the initial and most important part of the avoda. But this is a limud which is relevant be made b'churoso of shel adam as well, because it teaches a yesod which is transposable to one's youth as well. What is done for us, b'mei zikna, the distance, the stepping outside of the reality that one was in 20, 30, 40 years ago, teaches that the avoda of a person be made b'churosta, whatever stage of life, is not to sort of just wait for the passage of time to do that avoda for him, but to do his best to step back outside of that culture he finds himself in, outside that stage of life that he finds himself in, and gain perspective. How do you do it? So maybe one approach is as follows. When a person has to make a decision, should I do this, shouldn't I do this? Maybe it's a decision of one discrete action. Maybe it's a decision of it's a crossroads in life. Maybe it's a decision of a certain lifestyle, what the balance is between work and career and other things in a person's life. So a person should ask himself, when I'll be X years old, al mishkavi ba'leilos, whether X is 70, 80, 90, whatever the arichas yomim is that Rosh Hashanah blesses a person with, will I have charata if I did this? Will I be pleased when I did this? Will I have charata if I did that? Will I be pleased with that? Right now, it seems very important to me that I should put in long days in the office and to build my career. Hagam, that it's going to make me somewhat of an absentee father while my kids are growing up. So as a 30-year-old, I see it one way. The corrective measure is for a person to ask himself, how will I see it in 30 years from now? In 30 years from now, will I have charata that I didn't spend more time in the office? Or will I have charata that I wasn't more involved? I wasn't more of a presence when my children were growing up? Again, it's about lifestyle, and it's also about discrete actions. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put us in that position. But it's a chaval to wait for that malachtan nasais, because then a person can have charata alohava and kabbalah haba, but why wait for that? A person can simulate this derech hasheni of Rabbeinu Yonah. A person doesn't have to wait until the hair is turned white and he becomes old. He can ask himself, what will the end of life perspective be on this? Will I regret having done this? Will I regret having passed up on this? Again, maybe it's a specific action, a moment of Yetzer Hara. Maybe it's a larger, again, crossroads decision. But a person can simulate this Derech Hasheni of Yimei HaZikna. I think I forget how the saying goes. There's a saying in modern Hebrew, something like "Masha ein halev or hamoch oseh, hazman oseh." No, there's such a saying. Anyone familiar with it? Something like that. The second is hazman oseh. I don't know what the first half is. "Masha ein halev or masha ein hamoch." So something. So Rav Goldwecht told me once, B'Shem B'Shalma Zalman, that B'Shalma Zalman said, well, Kedai Shehalev Yaseh, Kedai Shehamoch Yaseh, V'lo L'chakot Atcha Azman Yaseh. So this Derech Hasheni of Rabbeinu Yonah, it can be Ma She'ein Ha'adam Oseh Ba'atzmo Hazman Oseh. It can be in such a B'chino. but it doesn't have to be. It can be simulated. It can be that not to wait shehazman yaseh, shehadam yaseh ba'atzmo. And one way to simulate it is through this thought experiment of what will my perspective be looking back? Will my perspective looking back be, oh, it's a chaval that I'm dying with only $10 million in the bank, when if I could have worked a little harder, I could have died with $12 million in the bank? And, you know, be one of the richer men in the graveyard instead of being in the top 50, instead of being not in the top 50? Is that going to be my charata? Or is my charata going to be that I didn't learn more Torah? Is my charata going to be that I wasn't oseg more b'tzarkei tzibur? Is my charata going to be that I wasn't more involved with family? When a person looks back on his life, is he going to have charata that I didn't chaperayim more hanoah in olam hazeh? Well, no, when you're bo yimei azikna, yishach yitzro, v'yidal kolcho, so he'll realize that it's nothing. He'll realize that wasn't life. He'll realize that was a nisayon in life, not life. When a person's young, it seems like that's life, but it isn't. It's a nisayon of life. So what's my charata going to be on the shkavi v'alayla? Is that I didn't have more hanor? I only went once on the roller coaster, and I didn't go twice on the roller coaster. I didn't go three times on the roller coaster. Well, no, maybe the person's chavata going to be is that he didn't do another maaseh chesed. Maybe the person's chavata is going to be that he didn't learn this gemara. What's the person's chavata going to be? A person can simulate the derech hasheni, and we should. Because a person can save himself 30, 40 years of living if he simulates it rather than waiting for it to happen. May Elov. Okay, everybody, have a good, productive morning. See you later. It's Hashem at 1 o'clock. Call to be well, be safe.